Hello, everybody. How are you doing? And welcome to the Focus on Greatness podcast. I am your host, Chaim Roche. And on today, as always, it is truly an honor to be able to be here with you, my greatness tribe. I'm so thankful and grateful for you. I hope throughout this month that this month has been exceedingly blessings to you. I pray that as you've been going through this month, you've been experiencing and putting into work these conversations that we've been having, talking about and walking out in our greatness. And so I want to be able to take some time tonight. I don't know if it's going to be a short episode tonight. I don't know if it's going to be a long one. We're just going to dive into this conversation. It's something that I believe and feel that is needed in this conversation, that I feel like I want to be able to just share with you, and hope and pray that this is going to speak to someone where you are currently and be able to really help us as we continue on in our journey. Hey, everybody. Hey, listen, Greatness Tribe. Hey, listen, have you joined our text group? I know you have already, but if you haven't, I want to make sure that you know and are aware that we have one. The importance of this text group is so that me and you can be able to stay connected. I know that there's times that I can go live. There are things that we are going to be releasing. There are conversations that I'm going to be having, and I don't want you to miss none of that. I want you to be able to be involved in everything that we are doing as the Greatness Tribe. So this is what I need you to do. I need you to text 833-398-1648. That's the number I need you to text to. And here is the phrase. I need you to only text greatness. Now, again, what is this going to do? This is going to allow me to be able to text you personally so that we can be able to stay in contact, be able to stay connected, so we can continue to talk, so you can know what's happening, what products that we're going to be offering, or what things are going to happen. Again, I don't want you to miss out on anything. So listen, this is important. Because if you believe that this Greatness Tribe is impacting your life and is very vitally important to what you're doing, you're always expecting these Monday night conversations and the posts that I do throughout the week, you're expecting these things and you're anticipating these conversations. You don't want to miss any of them. So again, text greatness to 833-398-1648. And the Greatness Tribe, I'll talk to you soon. We started off talking about a man by the name of David and really utilizing his life as a picture, as an example for us on what we consider greatness. He's, I believe, is one of the greatest examples in scripture that is able to be able to show us not just what greatness looks like, but be able to show us how that functions, how that looks, even when you're going through your ups and downs, even when you have different backstories and struggles that you go through. I believe his life throughout scripture is a great picture for us that I think we'll probably continue to dive into if the Lord says the same. But I want to be able to share something with you on tonight that I believe is helpful. And again, I believe is something that is needed on tonight. And we're going to look into the book of Psalms chapter 139. And we're going to just look at two verses of scripture. I'll explain it like regular. And then we'll just have a conversation and see what happens from there. So in Psalms 139, starting at verses 23, we're just going to read 23 and 24. And then we'll go from there. Verses 23, this is in the King James Version of the Bible. It says this: "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." I'm going to read verses 24 again. That will help us in this conversation. "And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Now, in this specific chapter of Psalms 139, this is written by David. And through this context of scripture, David allows us to be able to kind of get a full picture He allows us, one, to be able to see his love for God. He allows us to be able to see his story. He gives unto us a glimpse of some of the things of how he was able to come into come into the world. We can use that phrase, but how, even with all of those things, how he loved God and trusts God because God has guided and kept him all of his life. And as he's talking and really allowing us to be able to get a glimpse into his life in this short chapter, he gets to a point in this chapter where he starts talking about, right before the verse that we just read, he starts to talk about his enemies. And he says, I hate these people. I hate these people because they don't like you. And I just want to be able to wipe them out. I want to be able to take them out. And before he ends this chapter, before he ends this conversation, before he ends this musical selection, I would use that phrase, before he ends this, he says to the Lord in this conversation, search me. I know I've shared a lot with you, but search me. Search me, O God, and see if there's anything wrong within me. And if is, verses 24, if there is, then tell me what it is. Lead me in the way out of where I'm at. Lead me in the way where you can help my heart. Lead me in the way so that I can be able to make, this is what we're talking about tonight, I can make the adjustments. I love that David is one of the, I would say, one of my favorite characters in scripture, because David is a person that is so open with God. David is a person that he allowed us to be able to see through his writings all the different feelings and things and thoughts that he was going through in his journey. He allowed us to be able to kind of get a glimpse into his life of times where he was depressed and times where he was strong and times where he was doubting and times where he was afraid. He allowed us to be able to see all of these pictures within his life. But in this context of conversation that he's having with the Lord, he makes sure that he's allowing God to be able to understand all the different things that he's struggling with, all the different things that he's thinking about, all the different things that in this moment that he's feeling. And he says, even when it comes to my life, even how I came in, I have watched and seen how your hand has been with me and on me all of these years of my life. And now I get to this point where now I'm talking about currently where I'm at, what I'm seeing and the things that are around me. And when I'm looking at all of these things, I say to the Lord, this is what David does. I come to the Lord and I make this statement, search me, O God, and know my heart. Now, I know we hear this phrase, you know, God knows my heart, but being very honest, that's not a good phrase to know. Because the reality is because God knows your heart, God knows the things that's embedded within you that you won't let nobody see. God knows the things that's hidden in crevices and doors that you have created and walls that you have made to be able to keep things out, keep people out, not to let people see certain things. There are things that is always all encapsulated within your heart. And David says, I'm giving you full permission to search every area of my heart. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts and see if there be any wicked way in me. And here's the thing that he's saying. And if it is, if while you're searching, if while you're looking, if while you're trying, if while you're doing all of these things, if you find something within my heart that does not line up with your will, here it is. Lead me then in the way of everlasting. So David says, look, I know all of these things about how good you've been, and I all know all of these things of all of the things that you're doing, and I know all of these things, and I know even I have a heart to be able to defend you, because these enemies, these people, they don't like you. They talk bad about you. They do all of these things against you, and I just want to defend you, and I want to just take them all out. But David says, listen, though, no matter what I just shared with you, I'm asking that you search me, know my heart, know where I'm at. Help me to understand if the way that I'm feeling, if the way that I'm thinking, if the way that I'm walking, if this way that I'm functioning, if it's not like you, if this is not what you want, let me know so that you can lead me into making the adjustments. So I read this because I believe in some of our lives, we might be in a place in our position, a point in our lives where we are going through different things. We are walking through different journeys. We are making moves and making decisions. And we can be in different things that we're doing in life. And some of it can be that we have been comfortable doing it the way we've been doing it. And now we're at a place, and now we're at a point in our lives where we don't like the results. We don't like what we've been getting because we can feel, we can understand that there's something more within us. There's something deeper that God is calling for us to have. And there's a higher place that God is trying to take us, and that has now made us uneasy, that has now made us feel some way. And sometimes in the midst of frustration, there's other things that can start happening. You can get so frustrated that you can start making moves and trying to make decisions and looking around and trying to see what needs to be changed and what needs to be fixed. And all of those things are probably accurate. There are things that need to be adjusted. There are things that need to be removed. There are things that need to be added. There are things that need to be elevated. There are people that need to be adjusted in your life. All of those things are accurate. But here is what David says, I understand that all the things that I'm feeling probably are true. My feelings is right, but what I want to make sure is that the heart of the way that I'm going to do whatever I'm about to do, it aligns with what you want me to do. And if it does not align with what you're requiring, I'm not talking about what you feel other people think about it. I'm not talking about what you feel other people are going to speak into it. I'm saying what God is speaking unto you specifically for you to be able to do in this season, to be able to have what he called you to have. He's saying, listen, there might be some things that you need to make adjustments in. But the question is, are you open enough for God to make the adjustment? I can tell you, for me, there is so much that's happening within me. Not even talking about external stuff. I'm just talking about internal. There is so much that is going on within me. And in the midst of me going through all of these things internally and recognizing that there is another place, there is another season, there's a door that God is trying to open. There's a place that God is calling me to. There's another elevation. There's another mindset, another behavior, another level in my life, which I believe all of us in some sense are going through different levels and different stages in our lives. And there's different seasons for those people, different people to be able to get there. But the thing is, while I'm going through this, while I'm preparing for this, while I'm walking in this, there is this consistent conversation. There's this consistent thought process. There's this consistent thing and word that God is saying unto me. And that is, you got to make adjustments. There is adjustments that need to be made for the place and for the thing that I'm trying to take you into. Now, we have to ask ourselves, what are some of these adjustments? Is the adjustment just my mental? That probably is so. I'm not saying that's the only thing, but it might be. It might be the way that you think about things. It might be the way that you see things. It might be that you have been so scarred by past, your perspective has changed. Like there are certain things that God is requiring, but some stuff we have to be honest about where we are before we can make the adjustments. What we see in Psalms chapter 139 is David is allowing us to be able to get the picture to see, this is where I'm at. This is how I'm feeling about these things. This is what my thought process is about these things. This is currently where I'm at. And because of where I'm at, I now can be able to say, God, this is where I'm at. What adjustments do I need to make? This is where my thought process is. Is there any adjustments that I need to make? This is where my money is. Is there any adjustments that I need to make? This is where my relationships are. Do I need to make any adjustments? This is where my time is. What adjustments do I need to make? Because here's why I believe this conversation is important. He's not talking about you just making adjustments just to make an adjustment. The purpose of making any adjustment, I ain't got excited to hit my own mic. The purpose of making any form of adjustment is because that means you're adjusting because something coming up, something ahead of you needs you to have the right mindset, needs you to have the right behavior, needs you to have the right perspective, needs you to be in the right type of space, needs you to most importantly be in the right heart space, so that when he walks you into this opportunity, when you walk into this next moment, you can be able to last and live and function in the place that he's taking you to. But if we don't make adjustments and we think that we are going to walk into this new season and we think that we're going to walk into this next level, or we think we're going to get that promotion on the job, or we think our marriages, our relationships, our friendships, our partnerships, our you know, whatever that is, all of those things will change and elevate. If we think those things are going to happen, we are so mistaken. Because change in any level of your life, change in any place of your life, comes because of adjustments. You did not walk into high school without making an adjustment from middle school. You didn't. You did not graduate from high school and go into the job force with the same mindset, behavior, friendships. You, in reference to how you functioned with your friends, you did not go into, or should not have gone into, the next level of your life without making adjustments. Here's a simple reason why I know you didn't go into from the job force or from the schoolhouse into the job force without making an adjustment. This is how I know. Because in the work, in your schooling, when you were in school, you were in a position to only learn. You were learning and then applying. That's all you do. School is me teaching you something and then seeing if you were able to regurgitate or able to take in and understand what I was teaching you. And now I'm going to test that by giving you different forms of tests throughout the school year to make sure, and on top of homework, to make sure that you understand what I'm taught you. Now, when you go into the workforce, you are learning a new position, they're going to put you into a role, and then you have to now apply that principle, but that's not the only thing you're doing when you get into a job force. Now you have to be disciplined enough to be able to stick with it. Now you have to make sure that you're on time. Now you got to make sure that you know how to be able to deal with people. Now you got to be able to have great customer service no matter what type of job you have. Now you want to be able to make sure that you're learning on your own and pushing your own self so that you can be able to elevate and have other positions and be able to grow in your life. Now you have to be able to do that on top of making sure you know how to budget your money that you're making, making sure that you are living at the level that you should be living based upon the job that you have. All of those things are adjustments because you did not have all of that responsibility when you were in school. So when you're now living into the workforce as an adult and having all of these different dynamics of responsibility, the way that you're going to survive at that level is you had to make adjustments. And so in this concept of what God, I believe, is speaking to all of us about on tonight what adjustments do you have to make for the level that you're trying to go on? I know that we're in the month of March. I know it's only three months in and we ain't even finished with this month. But, and I recognize that there are dreams that you wanted to do and there are things that you wanted to create and things that you wanted to accomplish in 2024, because we have already said that in 2024 is going to be totally different than any other year of our lives. And I recognize that, but this is the part that we have to understand. For anything to be able to change, that means that there has to be an adjustment. What adjustment do and are you willing to make to get to the place that you want to go? And let's be honest, let's be very real. Some adjustments you don't even know you need to make. Some adjustments you have, some things you have been doing so long, you don't even know that they don't help you to get to your next. Some adjustments you have to make are going to be more difficult for you to make them than you think they would, because you have gotten so used to functioning, you have gotten so used to acting, you have gotten so used to talking and doing the things that you've been doing, that if he required you to make that adjustment, it will be difficult for you to do, but it's needed for you to do, for you to get to your next level, for you to get to that next place, for you to obtain the things that you say you want to obtain in this year. So the question that we have to sit down, the thought process that we have to really meditate on, we have to ask the Lord for. I love that David didn't just say, search me and then tell me. He says, no, search me, know my heart, and then try me. I need you to pull this out of me, because there are certain things that have been so rooted in my system, that have been so rooted in my culture, that has been so rooted in my behavior, that is so rooted in my mindset, that I need you to use circumstances or situations to uproot some stuff, because they are not needed or not effective for my next. There are certain things I'm telling you that he is showing me that I'm like, God, that is difficult. That is hard. One of the things specifically, and me and my mom was actually just talking about this, and I know she's watching. Hey, Mom, love you. And but one of the things that is something for me that I have to adjust, and I'm just, we out here, you know, we talk very plain and honest on here. So that that I have to adjust in the season that I'm in, for where and what God is doing in my life next. One of the major things is being comfortable with who God made me. I know you're probably like, man, that ain't nothing harm. No, it is, because let's be real. I can't speak to anybody, everybody on this context. I can't point everybody out on this. I can only speak for me. And I'm guessing that while you're listening to this, you'll be able to clearly understand what I'm saying. There are moments where you can go through in your journey where people have shut you down certain portions of your life and made you feel a certain type of way, or you can be fearful of how you think people are going to look at this or how they're going to respond to this, where you are not comfortable being who God created you to be. But what you have to come to realize, and this is what I'm coming to realize with me, and this is why I know this is needed for my adjustment, is what I'm coming to realize is the way you are designed, the way that he cultivated you, the way that he birthed you, the person that he made you and needed you to be, the family that he put you in, the environment that he made sure that you were around, the atmospheres that you were set in, and the people that influenced you, all was important for where he called you to be and what he called you to do. And he realized and understood that if you ever unlock and become comfortable with who I made you to be, if you ever get comfortable with the person that I designed you with your strength, with your weaknesses, with the things that you think are not good enough, the things that you think are not should not be open about, all of those things, when you start really walking in all of the strengths that I've given unto you, all the stuff that I've placed inside you, when you start allowing that greatness to flow out and recognize that I put it in you because of the people that I called you to, when you recognize what I put in you because of the people that I needed you to impact, when you start recognizing what I put in you for the assignment that I have given into your life, when you recognize that and start walking in the confidence of who I made you to be, it is going to be where I need you to be for the level that I've called you to. Okay, let me calm down. I'm going to read this again. Psalms 139. I ain't closed the whole Bible, but Psalms 39, 139, 139 Psalms. Let me get back to it because I want you to be able to see I'm not just talking. This is something that David allows us to be able to see in this context of Scripture. Now, here it is. We're going to start in verses 11, 139, Psalms 139, verses 11. This is what he says. Let's go to verse 12. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. This he's talking about God, and the darkness and the light are both light to thee. Meaning, God, you can see me in the light moments just like you can see me in the dark moments. You can see clearly. You don't have a problem with seeing me in my darkest moments. Nor do you have a problem seeing me when I feel like everything is going well. You can see me in both scenarios. Here it is, verse 13. For thou hast possessed my reins, and thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. Meaning, listen, you protected me while I was in my mom's womb. Because of the assignment on my life. Okay, let me stop that. Verses 14, I will praise thee. Why, David? Why are you saying you're going to praise him? For I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. What is he saying? Listen, you protected me. You made sure that I was going to be born, even though, and if you read it, you'll understand this part. Even though where my mom got pregnant, this is what David is saying. I ain't talking about me, but I'm talking about David. When my mom got pregnant with me, it was in secret. My mom and my dad's relationship wasn't a public conversation. It was a secret thing. And then my mom had to be able to have me in the secret. She had to have me in the darkest moments. But even in the dark, even in secret, you protected me because of the assignment that you had on my life. Because you knew what was being birthed through her and what you have already birthed in me. You knew this. And when you designed me, he says, you made me fearful. Fearfully and wonderfully made, and marvelous are thy works. God, you did a great job when you made me. And now at the point of my life, now at the place that I'm at, I'm not talking about David now, I'm talking about me. Now at the place that I'm at, God is saying, listen, I made you the way I made you. I made you to care the way I made you to care. I made you to be sensitive the way I made you to be sensitive. I made you to have a heart the way you have your heart. I made you to think the way you think. I made you to walk the way you walk. I made you to look the way you look. I made sure that everything that I placed in you, everything that I designed you to look like, every person that I knew that you were going to impact, you had to be the person that I called to do it. But I need you now to make the adjustments. Don't be afraid to be what you were fearfully made to be. Now is the moment for you to be confident in who you are. Be confident in what I'm telling you. Be confident that you can hear my voice clearly. Be confident that you know the assignment on your life. Be confident that you know what I'm telling you to do. Be confident in this one thing, that he who began a good work in you, you got to be confident in this. Don't be afraid to be who he called you to be. Now, what do I need to do? I now have to start making adjustments. What are some of the adjustments for me that I got to make? Some of the adjustments that I have to make is I have to stop doubting what he put in me. I got to stop belittling it. Talking about you being humbled. You ain't being humbled, you're being afraid. Humility is not compared to fear. You can't use the word humility because you're afraid to be you. That's not humility. You're walking in fear. Just because you're afraid to step out, because you're afraid to be who God called you to be, because you're afraid of what people are going to say or how people are going to react. No, not, don't be afraid to be who God called you to be. But walk in. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. There's things within you that need to come out. There's words that God gave unto you that need to be spoken. There are things that God has placed in you, ideas that he has given unto you that you don't, it's not, we're not in the moment. No, we're not in that season. We're not in that time where you can hold back your gift. No, sharpen that thing up and walk in your greatness, because there are people that are waiting for what's in you. He cannot trust you with them until he can trust that you're confident in you. Now, hear what I'm saying. Hear what I'm saying. He wants you to be confident in what he made you to be. And he recognizes and he understands that you won't be able to walk in the fullness of what he made you to be until, one, you are confident enough or good enough with how he made you. One. Two, recognizing that I can't be who God made me to be without God himself. So I cannot make this adjustment alone. That's why David said, search me, and if you see anything that's not like you, if you see any wickedness in me, if you see any wrong within me, I need you to lead me. Why? Because, hey, listen, I can't do this by myself. I cannot make these adjustments on my own. The way that I'm going to make this adjustment, the way that I'm going to prepare for my next, the way that I'm going to shift the way I think, the way that I'm going to be able to get away from some relationships that are not good for my journey. Really, being honest, they might not have been good for you now, but you've been so used to them. You've been so comfortable with it. You've been so used to being dealing with the stuff you've been dealing with. You've kept those things with you because you felt like I need them to do and be who I am. The only thing I need, the only person that I need to be who God called me to be is the one that created me. Now, yes, God has people that is assigned to your life to help you in your journey, but they are helpers. They're not the source. They're not the source of your happiness. They're not the source of your strength. They're not the source of your money. They're not the source of your destiny. They are assisting you in the journey. Because God said that he would give people for your life. He will align people. He would bring people into your life that will give unto you words, wisdom, help you walk out in certain journeys, be able to expose you to different things that will help you along what he has called you to do. It's a part of the package. But I don't need the package to be able to do what God assigned me to do. I need God, and God gives me everything else that I want. And some things that I need that I don't even know that I need, but I have to make the adjustment. My adjustment, one of my adjustments, is being confident and comfortable in who God made me to be. Your adjustment might be the way you think. It might be the way you think about your situations. It might be the way you think about your destiny. It might be the way you think about your money. It might be the way you think about other people. Some of us have a negative way of what we think about the people that are around us. But if the people that are around you aren't supposed to be around you, then the problem is not the people, it's you. Because why? It's you in the aspect of you're still there when you shouldn't be there. You riding in a boat, Jonah, that you ain't even supposed to be on. You're still on the boat, not because the people on the boat are bad. You're on the boat because you don't want to do the assignment. So if the problem is if you feel like the people around you is the issue, then you need to get off the boat and get to work and doing your assignment. It might not be your thinking. It might be your behavior. It might not be your behavior. It might be your heart. We can go down the list of different things of what it might be. But what we have to realize and understand that I believe that God is speaking to all of us about in this conversation is we have to make an adjustment. because where he's trying to take you, he cannot walk you into that door. He cannot walk you into that next level of promotion. He cannot walk you into that, up to that table that you've been crying and asking him for. He cannot open the door in the relationship. He cannot open the door over here or over here. He cannot start the dream. He cannot give you the vision without you making the adjustment, because he realizes and he understands that if you don't make the adjustment, if he opens this door, if he gave you that opportunity, you wouldn't be able to last. It will break you. Why? Not because you don't have it within you to be able to do it. No, that's not why. The reason why is because you're not willing to make the adjustments. So again, David says, "Search me, O God. Know my heart. Try me. Search me. And if there's any wickedness in me, anything that is not like you, any way that I'm thinking, behaving, speaking, functioning, that does not align with what you're trying to do, I'm giving you permission to lead me. Lead me in the way of everlasting. Lead me in the way so that I can make the adjustments." I hope this conversation was helpful for you, as it is for me, because I recognize and I know for me, God is telling me there's some adjustments that I have to make for the thing that he's assigned me to do. And I'm at the point of my life where I'm like, God, whatever it takes, literally whatever it takes, I'm yours. I'm tired of hiding in the corner. I'm tired of always feeling like I'm not good enough. I'm tired of feeling that, questioning, why am I still here? I'm tired of being able to shrink myself down because of things or people or myself or whatever that is. I'm so tired of minimizing me so that I can make other people feel good about them. I'm so tired of doing that. So instead of me continuing and doing this in another year, I told y'all I'm not doing that. 2024 is different for us. Instead of us doing this another year, complaining about the same stuff, crying about the same stuff, this year, we're making the adjustments. So if you're making the adjustment, like I'm making the adjustment, I want you, surely if you have gotten to this point of the conversation, put in the comment section, adjustment. Because this is what we're doing. We're making the adjustment so we can get to the destination. I love you all. And thank you all for being right here with me on the Focus on Greatness podcast. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye.